And bless all of you coming from... start again. Bless all of you coming from all over the world. The devil is a liar. Amen. I was on the line, and as she was introducing me, somehow we got the wrong key hit. But here we are again, and thank God for all of you on this prayer line. This is a wonderful day to give God praise. We gave God over 2 million praises last night on the blog line. And here we are again on the prayer line. Now, let me... All right, can y'all hear me? Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Mother Johnson, you need to mute your line for a moment. Amen. I just want to just thank all of you for being here. I do approach this line and all of you humbly. Thank God for you. I want to announce that on next Wednesday night, I believe that's the 25th, we're having our all-night shut-in, where we spend all night with the Lord. What a wonderful service that has been. Oh, and what a wonderful service we'll have on next Wednesday night. It's open for all of you, who would like to pick a 30-minute slot, be in charge, amen, and lead the prayer, You know you want to be used of God. If you said that, Lord, use me the more. This is an opportunity, amen, to take the prayer for 30 minutes, and sometimes those who like take it for an hour. But those slots are open. The 9 to 9:30 slot is not open. That is the time we give you 1,000 thank yous. But from 9:30 on, I think the 10 o'clock slot has been taken already, but 9:30 to 10 is open, and 10:30 to 11, 11:30, 11:30, 11:30, 12:30, 12:30 to 1, 1:30 and 1:30 to 2, 2:30 and 2:30 to 3, and 3:30 to 3:30, 4:00 and 4:30 and 4:35, and then the 5 o'clock, the 5:30, the 5:30 to 6, and then we'll be back again with the prayer line. All right, if you'd like to take one of those slots and say, Pastor, I'll be in charge. Now, what do you do? What do you do during that time? Well, you can pray. You can have prayer supports. Somebody, you got problems on your line, and we don't want to meet you. So if you would, check your line, and do praise reports. You can do prayer requests. You can preach during that time or teach during that time. But we'll be all night long going with prayer and praise. Amen. So if you like one of those slots, simply let us know. If you would, call 816-425-4894. And just say which slots you would want. Just say, hello, this is Mother So-and-so, or this is Brother So-and-so, and I'd like to take the slot from 9:30 to 10, or I'd like to take the slot from 1:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. That's all we need to know. All right, God bless you. Is Ambassador Stern on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Praise God. Thank God for you. I want you to take it today. If you would, do the praise reports and the prayer requests. And whatever the Lord needs you to do, the line is in your hands. God bless you.
Do you want me to do station break first?
Yes, ma'am. Whatever you'd like to do.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this morning. This is the First Fruit Prayer Line, and with our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Vernard, and soon to be Bishop-elect Vernard Johnson. We just want to tell the Lord, good morning, Lord. Amen. We haven't done that yet, and if you're on the line, let's commence the line by saying, good morning, Lord. Good morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Give us some energy. Good morning,
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. We greet you this morning, our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we're just so glad to be counted one in the number one more time. Today is March the 19th. 2015, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, amen, and be glad in it. And I'm sure everyone that's on the line can say that this morning. We certainly want to take a few minutes for a station break and to acknowledge, amen, the great woman of God, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. Are you there this morning?
Wow, good morning. God bless. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank God for you. We give God the praise this morning. First, we do honor the presence of the Lord. We do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson. We do honor, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty, amen, First Lady of the Lions. We do honor, amen, Mother Adelaide Johnson, how God has healed her body. And we give God the praise, Mother to the Nations, for what God is doing. We do honor, amen, Ambassador Stern and student. Outstanding job here this morning, and we do certainly do appreciate her, all of us appreciate her here at First Fruit. Amen. And we do honor, amen, the bishops and our my bishop and just everybody, all of the ambassadors-elect, to all of the leaders in their rightful places, to all of our family all around the world that's listening, to our audience of more than 90 million listeners all around the world. We do honor you, and especially each and every one of you, and all of the broadcasters as well. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Hagan, and we are excited to be able to come to you this morning, are excited about Jesus, and we're broadcasting live from the studios of Block Talk Radio, npa.radio.com. We can be reached, since we're live, we can be reached 347-934-0207, and we'll be heard literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. We certainly thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, who is doing an excellent job in getting this message across the world. And I'll tell you, the stats are constantly going up every day. Every day we're reaching even more people, and we give God the praise, and we thank God for him. And we just want to say to our chief to continue to do this excellent job you're doing, and may God forever bless you, sir. And Ambassador Stern, you're doing a great work as well. And thank you so much. Back to you, Ambassador Stern.
God bless you. God bless you, and thank you so very much. I wish I had that gift that you had to bring in our Chief Ambassador every morning with such joy and enthusiasm. God bless you is our prayer. And again, I want to say that if it's anyone that just tuned in, you are tuned in on the right line, on the right prayer line. This is the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer Line, and our Chief Ambassador is Dr. Amen Bernard Johnson, and Bishop Elect, soon to be. We also want to greet. I want to greet, and we greet. Praise the Lord, Ambassador Lady Betty. Good morning to you, and may the Lord bless you real good. God bless you. Every morning we send kisses and flowers your way in the spirit. Amen. We just love you and thank God. Amen. For our First Lady on the line. Amen. None other than Ambassador Lady Betty. We also want to say good morning to our mother of the nation. Praise the Lord for Mother Adelaide Johnson, that is still here in the land of the living, and we're glad about it. Amen. To all of our ambassadors, I may be going right over it again, but I certainly want to do my protocol, amen, before I go further into our service on this morning. All of our ambassadors that are on the line, and all of our ambassadors elect, all of the mothers of Zion, the great women and men of God that is on the line. If there be any pastors, apostles, or bishops that are out there, evangelists, we certainly greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and know that all are welcome to all of our sister churches everywhere. We just want you to know that we are here this morning, and I'm really looking for a great time on our service on this morning. Amen. And we're just at the point now of praise reports. If it's anyone this morning that has a praise report, the line is open to you. We want some great praise reports, so jump in there and let God know that you appreciate everything that he does. You may not be able to tell it all, but tell God something, and then let us know the good news of what God is doing for you. Miracles, amen, like you've never seen in 2015, will be reported on this prayer line with a great praise report. If you're there, the line is open to you for our praise reports this morning. Praise reports. Hello.
Good morning. This is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Sister Christopher.
I am so thankful to God this morning. I would be remiss if I did not give him praise and honor for what he did on yesterday. I had a call from a young man that was really had a mind of suicide. And I called Dr. Johnson, and I just thank him for praying with that young man and speaking words of wisdom and guidance into his life. I called and connected him to him, and I was just a listener and a prayer person on that line, just pleading the blood of Jesus. And I want Dr. Johnson to know that I got a call from him about 3-4 hours later, and he just sounds so much better, and he thanked me for connecting him to that line. And God spared his life, I believe, on yesterday. And there was another young man. They were both going through the same thing. And I just thank God for what he did. They are still in the land of the living. They did not take their lives. And I just thank God for what he has done. And I just continue to look for miracles and blessings. And I'm giving God praises, and more praises.
Well, praise the Lord. That is worth the amen. Thank God for the blood. Amen.
Yeah.
Because power in the blood. And thank God for you, Sister Christopher, that the Lord use you, amen, to spare a life and maybe more than one life. We are going to pray for that this morning because the spirit of suicide is everywhere, and we definitely don't want it to take hold to our loved ones. So God bless you. Is there another praise report this morning? You're on the air. Another praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Jennifer.
Hi, my dear, my love. Good morning,
amen.
Everyone.
All
this
the way
is
from Long Island, New York. Amen.
Yes. I'm just gratefully thankful for just God alone waking me up this morning and allowing me to see this beautiful day. And I thank God how yesterday, I may not know the young woman that said, I would like to put Sister Jennifer from Long Island, New York, on the prayer list, and that was very thoughtful of her because for the past couple of days I've been a little sad, but God knows, so I'm much, much better. So I'm just gratefully thankful how, you know, the prayer line first fruit. I mean, I hear Sister Charlotte Gray always lift others in prayer as well, so I truly thank God for first fruit. And thank you so much, whomever the person were. So God bless you all, and I love you all with the love of Christ. And good hearing from you, Dr. Stern.
Well, praise the Lord. We love you. We love you, Sister Jennifer. And, oh, my God, if people didn't hear me on the prayer line in a couple of days, I certainly would want someone to pray for me if I had not been spoken. But we love you, and when we don't hear from you in a couple of days, you'd offer definitely, amen, we're going to call it out. But God bless you and your children, and may God bless you real good today. Is there another with a praise report
amen.
This morning? You're on the line. Good morning. Anyone with a praise report this morning? Mother Willie Johnson, did you get back on the line? Mother Willie Johnson, she probably went out and called back. Probably didn't call back. She's been trying to get in. We're going to pray that she's on because she's on the line every morning. Praise the Lord. Is there another praise report this morning?
God bless you, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Just giving God the glory for the things he has already done. And thanking God, praising him for another day's journey that I am so glad that I'm in it. Thank God for the service that we had on this past Sunday, how God was moved in our Sunday service. It was just such a blessing, the anointing of the Lord, and just praising him because God is showing up and he's doing great things, and he's doing great things here in our city. There's a shooting here practically every day, but even with the shooting, there are miracles on the other side, and God is still working miracles, still blessing, still healing, yet bringing those out of prison, yet bringing those out of the hospital, touching those in the hospital, and we're just praising God. And it, not only that, but just blessing those that are in the nursing facilities. And I tell you, it's just a blessing to pray for those in the nursing facility and see them praise God and lift up his holy name. And that is my praise report this morning, and I'm thanking him for what he's going to do today because I know God has got some great things on the horizon. They're in revival here trying to stop some of the praying for some of the shootings and things that are taking place. So I am praying that the revival will help the people change their minds, change their hearts, change their direction, because it's all about teenagers, 14 and 19, that are ending up with these guns and are killing the children. And every time a teenager gets killed, seems like a baby gets shot and killed. So that is what is happening here. But we're just praising God and giving him the glory because God is going to work it out. God bless you, and that's my prayer.
Well, God bless you, Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer. God knows we need to hear those reports. Amen. Praise the Lord, because God will let us know what to pray for. Amen. And thank God that you're doing a wonderful job holding down the fork there in Kentucky. Amen. A busy woman in the vineyard, and I know that's right. We need to not only just pray for the nursing homes and the facilities where those cannot get out. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was in my own prayer last night. Amen. A fiery, fervent prayer. Praise the Lord. I even feel the residue from it this morning. Amen. And I just, in prayer, God would talk to you. Amen. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that today I will be at the nurse at, I have several nursing homes in my area, but there is a particular nursing home that the Spirit pointed out to me in prayer last night as we were praying, amen, unto the Lord. And we just want to, amen, share that with all the saints of God, every saint. Amen. If you are a child of God, there should be a mission in your spirit, a compelling to go visit the sick and the shut-in. Even the Bible say, how have you visited me? And he say, you visited me by visiting others, you know, and I'm paraphrasing it by going to you don't have to have a loved one in the nursing home, but if you do, you really need to visit them. But if you don't, there are people that are hungry, amen, to get visitors, for someone to just, amen, to tell them that you love them and that Jesus loves you. If you never did a missionary work out in the field, amen, we don't ever want to be overbearing. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you, amen. I do teach my evangelists how to do it decent and in order. And I'm just sharing as I have been, amen, bless on the face of the earth to bless others. Amen. It's more besides in the walls. Amen. The Bible says, after thou have strengthened yourself, go strengthen thy brethren. And I get strengthened, amen, on the first fruit prayer line in prayer and in my own, amen, church family on Wednesday nights is my baby. Amen. And I get strengthened, and then that compels me. You have to have a compelling to get up and get out. Amen. It's time to get up and to get out and to be about our Father's business. Just want to throw that little nugget in there, and that helps us, a little word of wisdom and knowledge. Is it anyone else this morning?
Amen.
A praise report. Amen. You're on the line.
We'll Amen.
Encourage
Good morning,
you.
And praise God.
Report.
From whom all
Anyone else with a praise report?
Hello?
Hello, we're here. Do you hear us?
Good morning.
This is Sister
Praise
Johnson.
God from whom all blessings flow. This is Bernita
Ambassador
yes. Elect. I just thank God for yet being in the land of the living. I thank the Lord for the prayer. Yesterday I had requested prayer for family members and others that belong to the prayer line. And for my hand was aching so bad and it was swollen. But I thank God for how he came in and reduced the swelling and took a lot of the pain away. God is so good. God
yes.
is, he's real. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I was in agreement, amen, in the prayer on yesterday with you with that hand. I, too, have had some issues in the past, amen. Just well, all of a sudden a finger was hurt. And I tell you, any little thing on you that has feelings and nerves in it, amen, and something happened to it, God knows you'll feel it in the flesh. But thank God for the Spirit for the anointing, and we're still going to continue to pray for you that it be completely healed.
Thank
amen.
You,
matter of fact,
you.
I don't even remember what finger it was, amen, that is so completely healed, and I thank God for that. And we stand in proxy with one another. We are our brother and sister's keeper. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't want you to just go off the line and didn't remember me in prayer as I remember you in my daily prayer. Amen. Amen. Every last one of us, amen, those that I know and those that I don't know, but I know you in the spirit. Shall there be another praise report this morning? You're on the line.
Thank praise you. God, praise Lord,
you,
praise
Mother Johnson. I was praying that you came through. Amen. God bless you, Mother Willie Johnson in Indiana. You're on the line.
Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's my prayer.
Amen. We thank God for that, too, because that encourages us to thank the Lord and praise the Lord. And no, if you don't have nothing else to say, I shared with my people last night, at least say thank you, Jesus. Amen. God can't do nothing with a closed mouth. Amen. Especially when you got a mouth to praise him. Amen. God bless you, Mother Willie Johnson, and good morning to you. And so glad that you were able to get back on the line. You mean so much to us. You're so precious and so supportive of the First Fruit Prayer Line. And how could we not, amen, remember and not want to hear such a sweet and anointed voice as yours. Amen. Is it anyone else with a praise report this morning? I'm compelling you to give God the glory. Give him the praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every chance you get. Amen. And got the opportunity. Some churches don't even do testimonies and praise reports anymore. But I tell you, it's not out of style. It's in style. It's on the top of the list. Amen. So if you're out there this morning, amen, greet the Lord and let him know how much you appreciate him by telling him and telling us what the good Lord has done for you. If you're out there, you're on the line.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I thank God this morning. My praise report is I thank him for being alive this morning. And I thank him also for coming in and touching my hand with the trickle finger also. But God is good, and I'm just looking to him. Y'all pray for me. I'm like the sister with the hoarseness in her voice. And pray for my thyroids and whatever it is that's going on. But I know God is able. He's done it before, and I know he's going to do it again. Pray for me.
Praise the Lord to you, Mother Wilson. We certainly are lifting up our mothers of Zion. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't want to be left back. I don't want to be left back here with nobody that prays. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to keep a covering. A blood covering around you all because we need you. You're the pioneers and the pillars to the body of Christ. And may the Lord bless you. I heard another one on the air. You're on the air, on the line for your praise report. Amen. If you're there, you're on the line.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord. Good morning to everyone. And God bless everyone. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me and how the Lord blessed thank the Lord for yesterday. The doctors have said I had glaucoma for about 20 years, but I don't have pain in my eyes. But on yesterday morning, I had an awful pain in my left eye. And during the prayer, when they're praying for something, I get right in with that and put my condition and how God has touched. And I want to say I don't have any pain in my eye, and I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for the prayer line. I thank him for each and every one of you and how I'm looking for and how God is just doing wonderful things in my life. I thank the Lord for the anointing in the Lord, for the Lord on this land. I pray that this land continue to be an anointed line. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
I thank God, and I certainly touch and agree with you, Mother Digby. God bless you. It's always such a, I feel so good when I hear you on the line. You just don't know how you bless this man. The things that you said is definitely in my spirit. I never want to be a part of anything that God ain't moving in it to the utmost. Amen. We know the Lord is in it, but we want it to go greater and greater and higher and higher. And I do believe that. Amen. I've spent about almost 3 years now on the First Fruit prayer line, and anything that I'm on, I look for it to grow and grow and grow. And I know that I'm growing and you're growing, and it's going to be more. Amen. And it's going to grow even greater than what our eyes can see. That's why the Lord say, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what the goodness of the Lord has in store for those that trust in him. And I'm paraphrasing it, but it's still the word. Amen. If there's another one on the prayer line this morning that have a praise report, the anointing and the atmosphere is charged in the air for you to tell the Lord. If you don't say nothing but, Lord, I love you, I think God loves that. Amen. If you give God what he wants, he'll give you what you need. God don't need anything, but he does want your praises. And you need something, we need something, and he'll give you what you need. Amen. Praise the Lord. If there is such a one still to have a praise report, you are alive.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sheila 860.
Sheila.
Good morning. I just thank God this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I just thank God for all the great works that he has done in my life. I just thank God for each and every last one on this prayer line. God is just so good. He's doing some marvelous things in all of our lives. And I just want to say thank you, God, for all the great works that you have done. Even if it might not be in my favor, God, I'm just thanking you anyhow, because you are the greatest thing that I ever know. I love you all. I just thank God for this wonderful cold morning. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Sheila. Amen. And it is in your favor. Amen. God bless you. Sometimes we don't understand everything, but he say, after a while and by, we will understand. God bless you. Keep on praising the Lord and bringing your praise reports, because it is strengthening you to go through the journey that you have to go through it. And it's blessing us to see the strength of the Lord that is imparted over your life, over your life, and over your head. God bless you this morning. If there is such a one, again, to bring a praise report, amen, the line is open for you.
Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead, Sister Jolene.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Garnett. How are you?
God bless everyone on this First Fruit Prayer Line. God bless you all. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for Dr. Johnson and all the staff. I thank God for how he has given me peace and how he's just working things out. And I'm just so grateful and so thankful of this First Fruit prayer line. I just ask you all to pray for Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless everyone. Love
Amen.
You.
God bless you, Geraldine Garnett. We love you, and we certainly have you in our bowels of compassion and prayer. To God be the glory. May you have a very blessed day on today. Is that Sister Charlotte, my daughter, out here on the other end?
Yes, ma'am. It is a thankful Thursday that I am very glad about. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I am giving praise to God because my car insurance was paid yesterday. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Me and my children can ride safely. Praise the Lord. He just keeps on. I don't remember who said it, but somebody said it. Doing great things for me. So I am
yes.
so thankful. God, I just thank you openly, God. You're giving me more and more gratefulness. Thank you, Jesus. Trusting me with the little, God. I'm thanking you that you're trusting me with the little. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
the Lord. God got more for you, Sister Charlotte. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because of your faithfulness, because of the energy and the tenacity that you have on this prayer line, I see you growing. Amen. You have a spirit of encouragement, and I encourage you to keep on encouraging others and the First Fruit prayer line. Amen. I just tell you, I've been young like that before and been in your spot before. Amen. When I didn't know where I was going to get the means to meet every bill, it's something as small but is as great as having your car insurance paid. Amen. I just want to just keep praying for our young people, our mothers and our young mothers and fathers, and amen, and mothers that are raising their children by themselves. Amen. No one knows how much they go through, but praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Just stay on fire for the Lord, and the Lord will see you raise those children to a plumb old age that they would be able, amen, to be on their own. And I do believe that they will come back and bless their parents. God bless you all this morning. Is there another praise report on the line? If it is,
yes.
Certainly
yes.
want to hear it. Amen, and God does too. If you're there, you're on the line.
Yes, this is Aura Jackson. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the First Fruit line. I have a testimony. I raised my two children by myself. And in 2007, my job left. I put both kids through college. And I went through all my savings. I couldn't find a job or anything. In 2009, my daughter and son-in-law came and got me, and I've been living with them ever since. I was unable to work. The Social Security denied me 3 times. Last month, I went for a hearing, and I got the approval.
Well, praise the Lord. God is
thank
good.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
My friend Lily Mays, she prayed. She gave me this number about 4 months ago. I've been praying with the First Fruit line, and she prayed and prayed. The First Fruit line prayed for me, and I just want to thank you, Jesus, because it's been so very hard. It's been very, very hard because I've always worked all my life. And my children,
thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look what the Lord has done for you, Sister Aura.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Johnson
yes.
or Jackson?
Jackson.
Amen.
Yes.
Sister Jackson. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I thank
God for that praise report for you. It's lifting some heavy burdens. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know you can't do it all on the line, but sometime during the day, just give God some praises all by yourself.
Because, all the time.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Come on, let's give him a praise. Everyone, let's give him a praise right
glory,
now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Praise
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We rejoice. Amen. And he say again, I say, hey, rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, of Sister Ora Jackson. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, amen, since, praise the Lord, since the sister, amen, gave you the number, I hear the Lord say, I want you to give somebody else the number, because each one catch one. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Amen.
Give
amen.
And we want some, we want all of us, but I heard that specifically for you this morning. But every last one of us, I want us to be charged to give somebody the number to the First Fruit prayer line and let them be blessed the way that we are blessed. Amen.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And not all the time we're weak. Amen. So the strong, we have to bear the infirmities of them. It's not all about us getting. What about your sister and what about your brother? And I know about the system that don't want to loose what belong unto you. Amen. We know about Social Security and the different places that God has set up. Amen. For the benefits, amen, to belong unto the saints of God. So he will put it in whose hand it belong to, and it belong unto you. Praise the Lord for that praise report from you, Sister Ora Jackson. And keep on telling it. Amen. We're supposed to tell about the goodness of the Lord, because when we don't, the devil just laugh at us and will put us back in bondage again, because he don't want us to talk about the Lord. But we will bless his name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Is there another praise report? You're on the line.
This is Mother Wilson again. I can't help but call back and give a praise for my children. There's seven of them, and all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren that came in from different places, and God bless them to make it back home safe for their dad, granddaddy and daddy's birthday on the other Saturday. It was wonderful. He had the best birthday he ever had in his life. And the money, his gifts is still coming in. And I just praise God for him. I praise God for him. He may be praising God himself, but I'm praising God for him myself, because I know God is good. And his mercy endures forever. And I know he is going to continue to bless us through his mercy. Pray for me.
Amen. We will. God bless you. Amen. And you know we have so much to tell the Lord and to let others know how good God has been to us. And on that note, I just want to continue to, amen, celebrate Jesus, amen, for all the things he's done for us. And we want this energy on next Wednesday night, amen, for our shut in. Amen. We want this energy. Every last one of us that has a praise report, you can bring this energy to our, amen. Every month it should just, the old saints used to say, get worse and worse. And that worse don't mean that it was bad, but it was good. Amen.
Yeah.
Forward to our shut-ins. I can't do without shut-ins. Amen. Even I do my own, and I have my own shut-ins. Amen. But when I come together with the saints of God, that helps strengthen us. Amen. We're not made to be alone. We're not made for a one-man show. So we want everyone, amen, to be a participant. Amen. Let the Lord, if you just begin starting now today, asking God to give you something to say, if it's nothing but a prayer, if it's amen, but something that God put in your heart years ago, you never shared it with us. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. Coming together is like putting a cake together. Amen. The flour has a part. The sugar has a part. Amen. The flavoring has a part. The oven has a part. Amen. All of that. You got to have the right pan. hands. So all of this make up the jewels and the diamonds of Jesus, amen, the pyramid that is going forth to the Lord, amen. A pyramid goes up, amen, and that's where we want to go, up to heaven. We want these prayers. We're going low in the spirit as far as our spirit bowing before the Lord, but as we bow, the anointing that God is placing in us and the gratitude and the amen is going up to the Lord. We want to make some smoke, amen, up to the heavens. So I want to encourage, and I do believe that our chief ambassador would not put me in, and Ambassador Pfeiffer, amen, Ambassador Hagen, amen, Ambassador Gina, Ambassador, amen, Stiff on the line if we were not helpers in the body of Christ. That's all we are. Amen. We'll just help mix to the man of God as far as the spirit of the Lord. So we want to compel, amen, this is what I do, amen, compel, amen, to have, don't always want to be a listener, want to be a participant as well. And when your time is not there, we still, amen, can glean from others. Amen. I've learned so much, amen, from others on the First Fruit prayer line to what God has done for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's not about us. It's about, amen, serving. Share this, and we're going to go into our prayer request. Amen. But one of my young ministers in my area, amen, we had professional pictures taken a couple of weeks ago of all our presbyteria and officers of the church so we could look good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when he brought the pictures back, one of my main leaders said that, "Ooh, I don't like this picture. I don't look good." And he said to her, he said, "You don't like yourself, you know." And I know she didn't really mean that, but what he said, it just stood out. And he said that the Bible says that you have to love yourself and love your neighbor as yourself. So that one little thing stood in my spirit. If we don't love ourselves, how can we love one another? If we don't think good of ourselves, how can we give someone else a word, amen, a word of encouragement, a praise report, a testament, amen, that God did this for me? Some of us on the line have come out of a lot of things, amen, that it was nobody but the Lord, nobody but Jesus, nobody but the Lord. There have been miracles that has already been performed. We're walking into new miracles now, new mercies we see. So I certainly want to, amen, to compel every last one of us. You may even know someone that has a spirit of knowing how to minister and don't mind doing it, because God has given a lot of people the gift of knowing how to minister. They call it the gift of gab, but I refuse to receive that. I just say it's a gift of boldness, holy boldness, that the Lord gives us to step out, because he wants someone to be a mouthpiece for him. So get yourself together, and we have from 9:30 until 6 o'clock the next morning, and 30 minutes you can give the Lord to let the Lord know. Amen. I hear some say, "I just listen," but you know, sometimes we that are just speaking, we need to be revived. We need you to impart a word in us and tell us, amen. And so as we give out, we also have to be put in. Amen. We put out, and we need someone to come back and replenish us again. God bless you is my prayer. And that's where we are with our chief ambassador. We are replenishing him. And I pray to God that whatever I do, I'm doing it to the glory of God. I was in Psalms 19 this morning, and the last scripture in Psalm 19 say, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And that's my prayer this morning. I pray that the words of my mouth has been acceptable, and that my chief ambassador is pleased with what the Lord has done through me this morning. And then if I haven't done all and I need correction, I still am humble enough to receive correction and run with it with joy. You know, people today, you give them correction and they're ready to leave the church. They're ready to talk about you and everything. But look, when I get corrections, I say, thank you, Lord, because I needed that, because I'm still yet learning. We've been discussing, amen, on the youth prayer line with Ambassador Pfeiffer, amen, out of Hosea, amen, praise the Lord, and out of Psalms, amen, praise the Lord, and all thy getting, get understanding, amen. We need the understanding, and we don't know it all, and we will be forever learning until we get to glory, and to whom much is given. Remember this, saints of God, much is required. And I believe the Lord is saying, I've given you much, so let me see you do something with it. Amen? God bless you so much for that. And we thank every last one of you that have participated, amen, in bringing God a praise report to the throne. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord honors that, and he count that, amen, worthy, amen, that you have come this morning and told him how much you appreciate him and what he means to you and what he has done. It is powerful. Nothing is little. I hear people say, it's just a little. No, what God does is fantastic. It's wonderful. It's little to you, but it's big to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And nothing, I've just erased that out of my mind now, that this is just something little. No, this is something great. If it's no more than my finger hurting, like the sister said, amen, it's great that I got the healing today. Let your eyeball hurt, and you can, and the eye drops ain't helping. You're going to want God to heal you. God bless you. I'm just, amen, I just decided that I just won't be lazy for the Lord. I won't be a slofer. Can't be slofer in my game, because we don't. God to be slothful for us. Amen. We don't want God to be slothful, so we just can't be slothful. And I pray that the energy that we have on the First Fruit prayer line is blessing someone else. Amen. If you're inviting someone to the First Fruit prayer line, they want it to be fervent. Amen. Praise the Lord. I shared last night, if I'm invited somewhere, I don't want to go to a cold place where I'm not welcome. And I got to stir up the anointing. It should already be there for me. And so when they call in on this line, they want to hear us praising the Lord. They want to hear some good things. They already beat down, so they need the goodness of the Lord. So each one of us, let's compel others to come, because somebody else needs prayer besides us. Amen. God bless you all again this morning. That's my little wisdom seminar that God threw in there without any charge. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're at prayer request this morning, and we're ready to take your prayer request. And may I say this first, before I take the first prayer request is, amen, our chief ambassador. Let's make that a priority. Leaders come first, amen. The house come first, amen. Sometimes people put the leader to the back, but the leader is the head, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's write this down right now, our chief ambassador, and we always pray for him first, and the First Lady, Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson, and all that is connected. Amen. That's just a little teaching, amen, that I'm throwing out this morning that I learned as being a leader. So we know the protocol. So if we put that first, amen, we don't have to repeatedly say it. We already have it. Amen. God bless you all this morning. Our next prayer request, if you're there, you're on the line for our prayer request. We had our prayer request.
Sister Peterson.
Sister Peterson, God bless you.
I need prayer for my ears and the right side of my body.
Amen. What seemed to be wrong with the right side of your body?
I'm having some complications from down.
Hey, we're going to
right side of my body.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow, Sister Peterson, we want a praise report on this. Amen. I believe God will have you to say something good about him. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's going to heal you. Amen. And we want you to believe it and trust it. Amen. That he is doing it. He's in the midst of, amen, overturning some things right now. Amen. Someone else with a prayer request this morning?
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stern. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm asking for prayer, please, for Carl and I. Ever since he asked, he wants to marry me. It's just the enemy. We've been arguing. But I would like to know, off the prayer line, I would like to speak to you. You could get my number from Dr. Pfeiffer, please.
Okay, I'll ask, and I'm an in-order person. I'm going to ask our chief for permission to talk to you. Amen? Praise the Lord. I will talk to you, but he is the leader, and I just will ask permission if it's okay that I talk to you, okay? Is that
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, I brought it to his ascension before.
Okay. See, I can pray for you all the time, but to talk to you personally, I still want to be in order. But I've been praying for you all along, and you're doing the right thing. It's the Bombard Heaven, because we do want you to marry the right person, all right?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Lord. Is anyone else with a prayer request this morning? Prayer request?
Mother Britt, I'm calling. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mother Britt, I was going to call to see if you were on the line. Amen. When I don't
call you this morning because I thank God. But I called you because my son, you know, he always on the prayer line. William, his name is William. He had some trouble with he lives in a recovery home. And he lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. He don't live in my town.
Yes,
he had
ma'am.
Trouble in the house last night with one of the fellas. And, you know, they got in a little tug and he hit him, you know, and he kind of pressed charges against him. And he wants y'all to pray that the man won't put him out because he don't have no place to go. And he'll be able to keep his spray. He apologized to the man this morning and told him he was sorry. And I told him not to do that no more. I told him when anything come up, to go to his room and close the door because he live with other people. You know, and things will come up. But he wants y'all to pray that the man won't put him out. They will let him, because then he'll stay on there and pray. Most of all, I told him to go up there and read the 91st Psalm and the 37th Psalm. And ask God to help him, too. So he wants y'all to pray that he'll be able to keep his place.
You gave him a mouthful, Mother. Amen. And we're just going to agree with you in the Lord for your son, William. Amen. And you be not troubled. Amen. God's got him. He's pulling him in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
This is Sister Lucille.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm asking prayer for my aunties, my Aunt Pearline and my Aunt Maddie. They're sick. They got a bad cold. And I'm also asking the saints to pray for me because I'm doing an application on my auntie to be her caretaker. And I'm praying and asking the Lord to let it go through and continue to pray for me and my children.
All right. God will honor that. Amen. Amen. And for your
children. Amen.
Amen. God bless you today. Anyone else?
God bless you.
Morning.
This is Sister Christopher in Memphis. I want to put three young men on the prayer line. I want to call their names and just pray that God help strengthen them in their Christian walk. One of them is Willie Jefferson. The other one is
Willie Jefferson.
Yes, Willie Wilson Jr.
Willie Wilson
Jr.
Yes, ma'am.
And Everett Wilson.
And Everett. Are they all related?
No, ma'am.
All right.
But they are young men, and the devil desires to sift our young men as wheat, and he is really working. But God is turning this around, and I'm just asking prayer strength for them in this turn.
Yes, ma'am. I got it, Sister Christopher. All right. Anyone else with another prayer request?
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for my son, Marcus. It seems that he's Down syndrome. It seems like his equilibrium is off. He has trouble. He can't express himself to me, you know, what it is, but I can see his equilibrium is off and his sleeping is off. So I just want God to touch and heal him.
All right, Mother Digby, we certainly will. All right. Okay. Anyone else? I'm going to take two more. I'm at eight, and I feel that I need to be prayed right now. Amen. Pray, at least I know my spirit. I'm not a I'm not a short-winded, I'm a long-winded, and I want to make it nice. Amen? Praise the Lord. I want to be obedient. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? You on the line?
This is Sister Jolene Garnett. I'm requesting prayer for Hattie Owens. She lost
Hattie Owens?
Yes, ma'am. She lost her husband, and for my sister-in-law, Lily Garnett, and the family.
All right.
Also, my daughter, Marjanda. Thank you.
All right, Sister Garnett. Are you there, Chief Ambassador?
I am here.
Amen. Do you have a prayer request, or should I take any more?
Just pray. Amen. Let's go into prayer. We have about 6 minutes.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to make it smooth for you so I can put it back in your hands. It should be back in your hands right now. So I'm going to close the prayer request out. Amen, and we'll just continue to pray for you. Those that did not get their prayer in this morning on the First Fruit prayer line, believe me, the prayer wheel keeps turning 24 hours a day, and God never sleep or does he slumber. But, Father God, this morning we come before you with a grateful heart, and God, we come before you and ask that you would forgive us of every sin that we've done before we came back on the line on this morning. I must say that, Lord, because I want you to hear our prayer and to hear our cry. And we thank you for this beautiful morning that you've allowed us to be in. And as we petition the throne of grace this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch your people this morning. Oh God, we pray this morning for our first family. Oh God, we pray for Chief Ambassador. Oh God, you know what he needs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that you strengthen him, encourage him during the day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for the anointing that you have placed over his life. In the name of Jesus, for the work that you have put in his hands. Oh God, we pray and thank you, oh God, that you can trust him with the First Fruit prayer line. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, touch Ambassador Lady Betty this morning. We're praying, oh God, for strength for her, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that just bless her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, this morning, we pray that you just bless her as she go out and come in. You said that you'll bless our going out and our coming in. Oh, find favor with her, oh God, in the things that you'll put in her hands to do. And Lord, this morning, we thank you for Mother Adley Johnson. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that she's still among us. And we thank you for the godly woman that you're placed in the midst of us. And God, we pray that you continue to strengthen her. We pray, oh God, that you just keep your loving arms of protection all around her. We pray, oh God, that she will continue to eat a good appetite in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that she's still yet talking and she's clothed in a right mind. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for the family as a whole, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we come praying for Sister Peterson this morning. Oh, God, touch those ears, Lord. We've been praying for a while about those ears. Now, God, oh, God, let her believe, oh, God. Oh, God, you say they that come to you must believe that you are. And diligently then, and a reward that seek after you, oh, God. Let us seek after you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring healing on that right side. We come right now in the name of Jesus. We God, if she's not, oh God, lying right, get her in a position, oh God, that she may be able to sleep right in the name of Jesus. And God, we touch and agree on the prayer line this morning that there is, oh God, praise reports that God can do it in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we go to Long Island, New York. Oh, God, for your daughter, Lord God, Sister Jennifer, we put her up before you this morning. Oh, God, we ask that you touch, oh, God, Carr. Oh, God, put everything in order. Make her to know in her spirit, oh, God, if this is the one, God. But we still pray, oh, God, that you bring clarity. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus,
Oh, God, we come touching and agreeing. Oh, God, that you give her someone that is equally yoked and not unequally yoked, because she will be at the will of the Father. And, God, we're not putting him down, but we pray, oh, God, that he come up to the plate, God, where you want him to be, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh, God, that you just give them clarity. Let them get a good man, a woman of God, and let them pray for them and give them good counseling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray that you touch Mother Britt, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we see that there is trouble in the land, but God, you can bring peace out of confusion. Touch her son, William. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, find favor with him again, Lord. Hallelujah. Let him get in that word, the 91st Psalm, like his mother told him, and the other Psalm, God. Oh, God, let him dwell in the secret place. We come against, oh, God, the attitudes. We come against, oh, God. Let him be able to get along. And those, oh, God, you say if he hold his peace, you'll fight his battles. Sometime we have to be still and know that God will fight our battles. Sometime we try to fight it in the natural, but God, you're working in the spirit. And touch him, oh God. Touch that son this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan is on the rampage, but oh God, you're walking that walk for him and talking that talk in the name of Jesus. You're standing in proxy. You're sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intersection for William. You're making intersection for Sister Peterson, for Sister Jennifer, for Carr, for Sister Lucille this morning. Oh, God, touch her. Oh, Jesus, we're putting our prayer request to you, oh, Lord, that you can tell the Father all about it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her two aunties, the two mothers, oh, God, of Zion. Oh, God, the application, we apply the anointing. Oh, God, when it get in the right hand, that the anointing of God, oh, God, would give her the benefits to be the caretaker, that she don't have to go outside, that she got work right there. What a blessing to take care of her aunts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I believe that's something that she wants to do. And God, we ask for her wishes and her desire to be granted to her in the name of Jesus. Touch her children. Bless the Lord God. Let her be a blessing to them reading the word. And oh God, let her be a prayer warrior in the name of Jesus. It's some work, that goes in the spirit of being a caretaker. Oh God, she's responsible for sin, not only for the natural, but for the spirit as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come praying for Sister Christopher this morning. Oh, Jesus, our prayer request, oh, God, for these men right here, Willie Jefferson, Willie Wilson Jr., Everett Wilson, these young men need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, this morning, as we call their names out, you know them, Lord God, but you want us to pray, fervent prayers. You say the fervent prayers of the righteous will avail much. In other words, we'll see the prayers prevail. That we will know that we're not praying in vain, because you're going to touch them and meet them to where they belong. And God, let us place a prayer of salvation and deliverance. I feel that even for Mother Britt's son, deliverance, deliverance. Oh, God, deliverance for these men in the name of Jesus. And we'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the praise. Lord, this morning, remember Mother Digby. Oh, God, she's been a spiritual midwife for a long time. Oh, God, her children, she loves them with the love of her heart. Oh, God, but for Marcus this morning. Oh, God, you know how to set that equilibrium back in place, Lord God. Oh, God, touch all down in the marrow of his bone. Hallelujah. We rebuke the enemy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we know that Mother Digby had praying hands, anointed hands, and God, as she lay hands on Marcus this morning, we want to see, oh God, a revival in his spirit, resurrect him, oh God, this morning, bring him back, Marcus, we call you, deep unto deep, depth unto depth, come back, Marcus, come back, line up, we sent the word, and you say you sent your word, and you deliver them out of their soul sin diseases. Oh, God, is just a plague, but you specialize in that plague. In the name of Jesus, give the family strength. Give Mother Digby strength. Give her rest. Give her peace. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, this morning, Sister John Dean Garnett, oh, God, it's been bereavement in the family. Touch, Lord God, Sister Hattie Owens, Sister Lily Garnett, and touch her daughter, Majonda. Oh, God, this morning, you know how to do it. We just asking you, in the name of Jesus, heal, deliver, bring peace to a hurting heart. In the name of Jesus, minister unto this family today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, minister to them now as we're praying them through. And Lord God, some did not get on, but God, they are on, because the prayer line to heaven is wide open, and we can call on the Lord in a time of day, in a time of night. Oh God, this morning, we come and touch and agree, and put a seal or protection on this prayer today, in the name of Jesus. And God, down in my spirit, we're praying for this, and we're praying for that. We're praying for who and whoever. We're praying for anything and everything to line up with the word of God. And now, God, as we close today on the first prayer line, fruit line, whatever, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this precious hour that you gave to us, Lord. Sweet hour of prayer. How sweet it is to put our trust in the Lord. And we leave it in your hands today, Lord. It's in your hands. And that's the best hand to be in. It's the hands of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Back in your hands, Chief.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. You're always a blessing.
And I wanted to pray for the first fruit, for the youth prayer line tonight. Tonight, we place an anointing on the youth prayer line tonight. Tonight, Lord, it's going to be special in Jesus' name. I'm sorry, Chief. I had to put that in because God placed it in my spirit. Amen.
Thank God for Ambassador Gina Hodges, who does a tremendous job. She'll be there tonight. And may all of you join us, just dial this same number. I'm asking you to do that and be with her tonight. And then don't forget about the blog. We're having it every night. I thought to have it maybe two or three nights a week, but the Lord said, well, son, you're going to thank me 1,000 times anyway. Why don't you train people and teach them as you're thanking me? And so we're doing that. You want to join us on that dial some thank yous. God told me, he's taking us back to the old church. I hope you hear me.
Yes.
He's taking us back to the old church. I was a little bit more, but I do remember this one thing, that when they had a family prayer, all of them were praying and asking God to bless and praising him. Oh, my God. And God deciphered all of their prayers and answered every one of them. God said, I'm taking you back with your blood. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He said, I'm taking you back to the old church. There was a cry and a praise in that old church that I hadn't heard since. But we're hearing it now on the blog line. Check it out and see if I'm right. People are praising it. So really, oh my God, a wonderful, wonderful outburst of praise. And one day it shall be a roar. I mean a roar. So he's getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? He's getting us ready for a clarion call all across the world. Amen. It's so phenomenal. So phenomenal. I made a statement that we know the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I don't know if I have time to explain this well, but we know the name of Jesus, but his name is really, the Lord's name is really not hot, as we would say in promotions. I'll tell you why I say that. You can say the name of certain names, and people will come from everywhere and pack out the place. But if you just say, we're going to have Jesus there, come for Jesus, you won't hardly have anybody there. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, and you might ask him, I said, Lord, how do I make your name hot? How do I make it hot? Because it was hot. Read Matthew and Mark. Great thrones or crowns followed him. They wasn't talking about nobody else. They wasn't talking about Bishop Jakes. They wasn't talking about Bishop R. Buffalo Dollar. They wasn't talking about, and these names are before us. I'm not trying to negatively talk about anybody. They weren't talking about, y'all could name a few names, but they were talking about Jesus. And the only name they knew was the name of Jesus, and he was packing out everything. It wasn't about nobody else. It wasn't about this bishop, that bishop. It wasn't about those so-and-so. No, it was about Jesus. And they were packing out everything, everywhere, great throne. He even went to the field, and 5,000, let alone the children, the women and children followed him. And they were everywhere. But nowadays, people are taking him so much for granted until it's difficult to get somebody to come together for Jesus. And I asked the Lord, Lord, how do we make your name hot? He gave me something yesterday. I just hollered, amen, in my room. I said, that's it. Oh, my God. And we're going to use it. Amen. Only the Lord knows how to make his name hot. Amen. And forgive me if that's not the terminology you prefer. But in promotions, it's a common name. And so, praise the Lord, on the blog line, that's 646-595-2035. Come, if you will, and let's... Somebody said, I don't understand this now. All it just has one platform. That is, we're trying to give the Lord 1,000 thank yous individually. Now, collectively, we're giving him more than 2 billion praises all over the world. But individually, we ask you to come and help us thank you yourself 1,000 times. All right. Now, I can explain that more, but we'll take another day. Don't forget the youth prayer line at 7 o'clock tonight. Amen. We look forward to it. Master Gina is doing a great, great, great job. All right. We love you. Thank you again, Ambassador Stern. You did a phenomenal job. Amen. Only one, Patricia Stern. Only one. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Y'all don't know I have no music. I'm over to my mother's. And she's getting stronger. Amen. Thank God it takes a while to get strength back. You know, if you're thinking a whole month, stayed in the hospital a whole month, and you became weaker and weaker, well, you know, it may take at least 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month to get your strength back. So we don't want her to be discouraged. But amen, it is coming back. Her strength is coming back. And my sister Edna could go yesterday. My mother said it was the best meal. Oh, my God. And you keep eating like that, Mother Johnson, and you'll get your strength back. The Lord bless you and keep you. Y'all have a wonderful day. Keep us in your prayers. And God bless you. I'm out.
You there, Dr. Johnson?
Yes, I am.
Ambassador, I just want to encourage you today and just let you know that you're only doing what a son would do. You are a wonderful son, praise the Lord, and you're standing by your mother's side and you see some things that we don't see, and you keep on believing, because if I were in your shoes, I would keep on believing that my mother shall live and not die, and I just wanted to let you know. Keep your eyes on her, doing what God has told you to do, and you're a great son. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen. I want to make y'all laugh before you leave the line, because laughter is good for the soul. Amen. I said to my mother, I said to her, I said, Mama, she said, yes. I said, Ambassador Hagen, sent you $50 for your birthday, and you know, I know you're getting ready to check out of here. You're getting ready to leave here and go be with the Lord. So I guess I'll just keep that $50, because you know you're going to be with the Lord. And she didn't say anything. About 30 minutes later, she woke up and she said, Bernard, I said, yes, ma'am. I want my $50. I ain't left here yet. You give me my money. She's on it. Amen. She's on it. Amen. God bless y'all.
That's right. Keep her humorous. Keep her laughing.
Yeah.
It's good. That's medicine. That's what the Bible say. Keep her laughing. Amen. Mm-hmm. You just don't know how my heart, I really wish that I could fly in. I really do. Amen. I just want to, amen, be there to be a part of, you know, I know that I can keep Mother Johnson laughing. She might throw me out, but she'll call me back. Amen.
I said to her, I said, Mom, I said, let's see who can go to sleep quicker, the fastest. I said, I'm going to count to three. No, I said, on the mark, get ready, set, go. And I said, and then I said, are you asleep? And I'm like, she had beat me asleep. I was just playing with her. She had beat me.
Doing what God told you to do. You have to be there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do believe because of your nourishing, amen, and your tender watch over her, amen, has been a blessing for her strength. Amen. She going to say what she want to say because she's mama. You know our mothers. Amen.
Right.
But you a man of God, and you know what you got to do. Amen. I would be the where if my mother was living, amen, I don't care how many sisters and brothers I have, my eyes would be on her too. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't trust their eyes like mine, like theirs. Amen. I trust my own eyes. So I just needed to let you know you're doing a wonderful job. And I mean, things that we say, amen, I know we're not going to stop you from doing whatever you want to do for your mother. Amen. Praise the Lord. We only get one. Amen. And I will have my eyes on my mother as well and spend as much time and all the time with my mother. Be encouraged, because I know that the most of your energy is going towards your mother. And we're not mad about that. Whatever we can do, we'll do it. Amen. I can't in the natural, but I can help you on the line. And that's my contribution to you. Amen.
God bless you. And thank you so much.
Dr. Johnson?
God bless you. Yes,
Yes, it's Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Sorry, I just pray that I wasn't, I'm just saying I wasn't out of order when I asked Dr. Stern if I can give her my number. So I just wanted to just bring it to your attention, sir.
All right, we will get it to her, and praise the
Nothing
Lord.
Personal. Because I remember last year she had asked for my kids' pictures, and I've been hurt before from Christian folks, and I love her spirit. I love everyone on the prayer line. I mean, I know everyone by name, but Dr. Pfeiffer, she's such a sweetheart. I see her as my mother, and I can say that for Dr. Stern also, and I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, and your family and First Lady. And please say hi to Mother Johnson for me. And I will sow into your ministry with the P.O. Box, sir.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes.
I tell you, I thank God for all of you who have sown. And I was so moved and touched by all your gifts. I thank you so many who have blessed us, and we appreciate you so very much. I'll share more about that, but we're over time here this morning. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight. And I got a feeling that no matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right.
Dr. Johnson, give my love to Brother Johnson, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Dr. Lacey. Yeah. Ambassador Nick, we certainly will give your love to her. And all of you, I want to get you out of here and we'll stick you on that. So God bless you. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.